In this bulletin, Malcolm Turnbull dismisses talk of waning support for his leadership. The government suffers another blow with its tax cuts for big businesses rejected by the Senate. And Tiger Woods thanks fans for his latest comeback. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has dismissed talk of losing support for the leadership, saying the iron laws of arithmetic had confirmed it. Mr. Turnbull defeated his ex-Home Affairs Minister 48 votes to 35 in a snap Liberal leadership ballot yesterday. Peter Dutton then resigned to the backbench. A number of other frontbenchers have offered to resign, and Mr. Turnbull says he's had discussions with all of them.
The cabinet ministers, apart from Peter Dutton, of course, who came to me and told me that they had voted for Mr. Dutton in the leadership ballot, have given me unequivocal assurances of continuing loyalty and support.
Labor Senator Doug Cameron says the government is dead and no longer able to look after the interests of Australians. And he's questioned in Parliament how long the Finance Minister, Matthias Cormann, will continue to stand by Mr. Turnbull.
Well, how long are you going to be here, Senator Cormann? You know, the question is, when is Senator Cormann going to join his great mate, Peter Dutton? When is he going to join him? And when is the end of this government going to actually happen? I hear it's today. I hear that it's on again today.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says the coalition wouldn't take the policy to the next federal election, scrapping the government's push to lower the company tax rate from 30 to 25%. The backdown came after the government failed to win the support of key crossbench senators, despite a compromise of carving out the big four banks. Finance Minister Matthias Cormann says the government's focus will turn to small to medium businesses.
We obviously accept that we haven't been able to secure this through the Senate, and as the Prime Minister and the Treasurer have indicated, we will now focus on how best to proceed into the future, prioritising small and medium-sized businesses.
But Labor's Treasury spokesman Chris Bowen says it's clear why the corporate tax cut plan was scuttled.
Well, just as the Turnbull government's imploding, so does the Turnbull government's economic agenda collapse. Malcolm Turnbull had a one-point plan for the Australian economy. He had no plan B. And the Parliament has today spoken and defeated his one-point plan.
A survey of first-year biology students that's been conducted for more than 30 years has found a steady drop in the numbers who believe God created humans. The survey began in 1986, with the University of New South Wales aiming to determine how receptive students were to the evidence of evolution. Professor Michael Archer says the majority of students taking the survey now do not believe in creationism.
It's clear that belief that God had anything to do with the origin of human beings has plunged from what started out to be 60% of the students thought God had something to do with it. And it's now down to about 30%, less than 30%. So it's the minority viewpoint. And the majority viewpoint is that humans evolved over millions of years from other kinds of animals and God had nothing to do with it.
Tiger Woods says he's been buoyed by the support he's received from fans this year as he tries to make his latest comeback after his fourth bout of back surgery. The 14-time major winner is in the FedEx Cup playoffs for the first time since 2013 and finished second in this month's PGA Championship. He says he's undaunted by the prospect of having to play three consecutive tournaments for the first time in more than 5 years to qualify for the season-ending Tour Championship.
Well, it's exciting. It's exciting to play the playoffs again. It's been a while for me, 5 years, and so really looking forward to getting out here and testing it and trying to work my way to Atlanta.
And now the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, partly cloudy, 18. Adelaide, rain at times, 17 degrees. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 18. Hobart, more cloud and 15. Morning frost and cloudy in Canberra, 14 degrees. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 17. Sydney, similar at 19. Newcastle, cloudy, 19 degrees. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 24. More sunshine in Cairns, 28. And Darwin, similar conditions and 31 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.